Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Please save us from government leaders who run their country based upon catchy slogans and sowing political division. No, I don't mean Donald Trump. I am referring to Pierre Poilievre, the leader of the federal opposition. Mr. Poilievre would have us believe that by axing the tax, life would be more affordable. The key drivers of Canada's affordability crisis are high inflation and the cost of an affordable place to live. Inflation is a worldwide problem that no country has been able to solve because COVID hurt the economies of all countries. Additionally, the war in Ukraine has led to spikes in the worldwide cost of food and increases in the cost of energy. Removing the carbon tax will have only a tiny impact on affordability relative to the real drivers of inflation. It seems that reducing the carbon tax is only a symbolic act to relieve our frustrations. Should we do it anyway? It may be helpful to remember who will reap the greatest advantage. Canada's parliamentary budget officer confirmed that 80% of Canadians will receive more back in carbon pricing refunds than they paid out. The biggest benefits from axing the tax would go to the people who earn the most, the top 20%. These higher earners tend to produce more greenhouse gases and are better able to afford the higher carbon price. Mr. Poilievre advertises his common sense, conservative plan, but axing the tax makes absolutely no sense, unless you are already wealthy. It appears to me that Mr. Poilievre is trying to harness the anger and frustrations of the financially cash-strapped to sow division for his own political gain and the benefit of the wealthy. David Howell, Aurelia.